Right now, there's no such historic events in the weather coming up this week, according to Pat Pagano. Good morning, Mayor Pat.
And good morning to you. And I will have a question on that. As far as the race is concerned, you probably know a little bit more than I do. But in the meantime, the weather, quiet. Very, very quiet. Partly cloudy, breezy today, 40. Clear tonight, low 20s. They'll have sunshine Thursday, low 40s. Sunny Friday, 40. Sunny mid-30s Saturday. And sunny and near 40 on Sunday. How about that for a spell of dry January weather?
That's pretty amazing.
It is amazing. But it will change big time. It is going to change big time. Middle part of the month. I see the entire pattern changing. As far as storms, they are going to be more frequent. And as far as this mild air, like 40, 42, kiss that goodbye. So big changes coming by the middle part of the month, and we'll be tracking that for you. But for now, you can sit back, relax, because you won't need the shovel and you won't need the umbrella right through the coming weekend. Now, here's a question I have for Mr. Miles this morning. If you look on the internet for the results, I believe the one, what did I see? Who is this being reported by? Associated Press is saying that
Warnock.
The Democratic Party has 47, Republicans have 50.
Well, the way it stands now, the Democratic Party has 48. That includes two independents that vote with the caucus. The Republicans right now have 50. Okay, that's right now. But already, Warnock defeated the female candidate.
Okay.
That race has been called. So now It's the Republicans 50 and the Democrats, it's basically right now 50 to 49. What's going to happen, what it looks like, Osloff is leading Perdue. He's leading him now by over 16,000 votes. And there's about 30,000 votes yet to be counted, and most of those are in heavily Democratic-leaning areas.
Okay.
So it hasn't been called yet, but most people feel that by the end of voting today, Osloff will have the lead, probably anywhere from 16,000 to 20,000. But there's still 17,000 other ballots that are going to come in. Now, that's not enough to swing the election because nobody's ever won 17,000 to nothing. But there's going to be, and if it goes that way, right now, Osloff leads by 50.2 to 49.8%. That's 0.4. If his lead does grow and it gets above a 0.5 lead, that means a recount is not automatically kicked in, but the losing candidate can ask for a recount.
Mm-hmm.
But as most people have found out, when you look at a recount, okay, there have been no recounts that have overturned a vote total of 15,000 or more.
Right, ever. Because now the New York Times is reporting that the Democrats, it says here, the Democrats appear to have won, and the Drudge Report says Democrats won.
Well, yeah, but you can't say that yet. The Democrats, they've won one race so far, and they're leading in the second one.
Okay. So we're going to hold our breath on that. I'm going to hold our breath on something. Now, did you, by any chance, you read the Drudge Report?
I go to the Drudge Report every morning just to see what headlines are there, absolutely.
Did you read it this morning?
I just go and look at the headlines. Why? What else did it was there?
I'm not going to tell you. You just call it up, and in the upper left-hand corner in red, you will see something very shocking. But while Marshall's doing that, I just wanted to tell folks that as far as next week is concerned, there are actually three storms that are going to dip from the Rockies to the Gulf and up the East Coast. Storm number one is going to go off the North Carolina-Virginia coast Friday. miss us.
Yeah.
We're thinking storm number two will be a little bit closer, but still a miss. Storm number three, later next week, like around this time, we'll be watching it, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that could be a hit. So it is going to get active, and I'm thinking every time one of these storms either, you know, go off the coast or just offshore, another seeping wave of cold air will come down. And the whole thing, the polar vortex, which we have not used that term in a long time, that appears to be dropping south from central Canada and may be headed for the Great Lakes. So if that comes, it is going to be totally a Marshall Miles nightmare. It'll just be too cold. Did you see what I'm talking about in the Drudge Report?
Yeah, that story's been floating around for a couple of days about the Iranians possibly trying to fly a plane into the Capitol.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And
saw that this morning. I was very alarmed.
Well, it came from CBS News, but it's been hanging out there a while. It's hard to tell now because so much is driven by the Internet, okay? And
Right. Everything
you hear on the Internet or read on the Internet or see on the Internet is not necessarily true. But it does wind up on mainstream media. But Drudge is also, they said David Wasserman, the Drudge Report, says that David Wasserman has claimed both races for the Democrats. Now, I don't know who David Wasserman is. I have no idea. Well, I have to say that, but I'm gonna Google him right now and see who he is.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see. It's such an interesting time,
isn't it? I mean, and just, you know, today is just there's so much going on today. very busy, very, very busy. News, the news media is going to have just a tremendous amount of stuff to carry today. That's for sure.
All right, David Wasserman is a journalist. That's all.
Okay. Oh, for that matter, so is Marshall Miles.
No, I'm not a journalist. I would never claim to be a journalist. He writes for the Cook Political Report, and he's the one that's claiming that the Democrats have won both. But I have to, you know, I think we have to wait for more official attempt. But
yeah.
It's still, last night is an interesting night that leads into today, where you're going to have thousands of Trump supporters saying that the election was stolen, to the House and the Senate voting on, of course, accepting the votes for the Electoral College.
Right.
And then you're going to have, if of course the Democrats win both those races, the Democrats are then going to control the Senate and the House and the presidency. And wow, what a big change that would be.
That would be a big change, yeah.
That would be a big change, and it'll only get Trump supporters even more mad. So it's one of those things that we're going to have to watch. But, wow, what a morning to wake
and
up to.
Aren't you glad the weather isn't hectic?
Yeah, I think, I walked out this morning with regular sneakers. It's 30 degrees. I've got, it's nice. But I know that if the cold weather comes in, like you say, next week,
yeah, sometime next week, right.
There's got to be precipitation before it comes in or after it comes in. Because either it's going to warm up after it gets so cold.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Or either
that's why
the thinking is
after, I'm thinking Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week, there will be some sort of, like you said, a precipitation event, and then the floodgates will open up.
And then when it gets warmer, of course, when warmer air comes in and overrides the cold air that's in, you also get precipitation. So we have two chances of precipitation right before and right after the Polar Express, Pat, in my opinion. And I'm not
Polar
a meteorologist.
I only watched that movie Sunday. I watched the Polar Express Sunday. And no matter how many times I've watched it, I still cannot believe the animation. And I cannot believe the detail. I just cannot. I just shake my head. The music, of course, is just phenomenal. Josh Groban, you know, singing the song. It's just whoever did it. Now, you know, they're making a Polar Express too. So I went online because I just was curious. I said, is it ever going to be a follow-up? And they said, yes. And it's coming out in 21 this year. And I watched the trailer. And it's prior to the Polar Express, And it's not animated. It's done with real actors, and it's violent.
It's a prequel. It's a prequel.
It's a prequel, but it's violent. I don't get it. How do you get a beautiful movie, you know, like that, and do a prequel that's just totally the opposite?
Because Americans want blood, whether it's Santa Claus or not. Whether it's Santa Claus or not.
When you get a chance,
don't you remember
look up the trailer to Polar Express, you know, the prequel, whatever. That's what it is. And you look at it, and then you say to me, Pat, you're right.
Did you ever watch the movie Scrooge with Bill Murray?
Yes.
Remember, he was the network head, and he the opening scene where was that attack on Santa's village?
Right. That wasn't too pretty either.
Well, no, but there you go. That's America.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. By the way, did you ever see The Sunshine Boys?
Yes. Yes.
Good movie?
Yes. Very good movie.
Somebody suggested that me and the director take the lead next year or this year and do that movie and have somebody else direct and do the cinematography.
It'll drive you both crazy. You would never do it.
Okay.
Because you don't have control. And you give up control and you're in something and it'll never work.
It'll never work.
It'll never work. I'm telling you, it won't. Take my advice. Don't do it.
Okay. You got it.
All right, Pat. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Everybody be safe.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.